This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by End Zone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The dance bar. Oh! There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Houston.
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said the king's in the building.
What's the deal, Houston? Hour number two of the Sports Kings. Honestly, y'all, I kind of felt like that hour went by kind of fast.
It did.
It did, right?
It did.
Like, I don't think that really just happened. We started kind of early. What's up with that?
Well, we started, I don't know, it started early and...
People couldn't wait?
Now we're starting a minute late.
What happens when you... Technology. When you're off for a whole week, you know, we don't get to come in and chime in on all the wonderful things that has happened.
We have to appease in the masses. Week.
Fine-tuning.
So, guys, one of the things we've talked about, Mario, you actually tweeted this to all of us.
Tweet.
After game five of the... Yeah, I mean, that was a Monday, huh? That was over a week ago already? Mm-hmm. So, Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship, and Kevin Durant, MVP of the finals. And the question that Mario sent out to all of us was that whether or not this was this team had the makings of a dynasty. And I guess that's something we can kind of, you know, talk about, guys. I mean, in order for it to be a dynasty, that means that players have to be kind of locked in long-term. Yep. And looking at the Golden State Warriors' money situation right now, Kevin Durant has a player option next year, even though he's going to make $27.7 million.
He's not going to go anywhere.
Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are the only ones under contract here. So Stephon Curry, Iguodala, Livingston, Pachulia, David West, JaVale McGee. This is going to be... They got to sign them. They got to pay them and bring them back.
But Julia, you really don't have to worry about much.
I think there's definitely, I think they're okay as long as they have the four or five guys that they need. Of course, like Iguodala, KD, Steph, of course. But the thing is also keeping Klay and also Draymond, I think that's going to be big time. But everyone else, I think, is interchangeable. They can just plug in these pieces as long as they have at least four out of those five guys on the roster still. I think Iguodala, of course, would be the first one to go if anyone had to go. Mm-hmm. But I'll say getting someone to replace Iggy will be a lot easier than anybody else. So I think keeping those top four guys satisfied and able to hold them down, I think everyone else in there is interchangeable.
Well, I mean...
Agree.
Because check this out. This championship right here cost the Golden State Warriors, $107 million. And right now, going into next season, they only are spending $65 million. So you know some money is about to be shelled out. It's just a matter of who and who's going to get a piece of that pie and who deserves a piece of that pie, because I know for a fact that Stephon Curry is not going to make $12 million next year.
Will he be humble enough and take the sacrifice to win another ring? You know, because that's what it really comes down to at the end of the day.
I kind of feel like that he's kind of been humble like his whole career.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like he's kind of been like the one all guy left out, and just because he's not big, strong, and athletic, he's like the guy who doesn't get paid that much. Mm-hmm. But he is the person who kind of changed basketball.
Yeah.
He is the guy who kind of changed the face of how we play the game now and the way we proceed it. So
yeah, that whole team
for
did.
This guy, yeah, for this guy to not being paid as much, mm-hmm. you kind of think, would he do something else to be in order to that guy?
Because this is his end of his rookie contract, right?
Yep.
Is this the third year for him? Is it?
Oh, well, way past. He's been, you know.
So he's already. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't understand the $12 million, though. That's why, because that's not a lot of money. But anyway, because Klay is making 16, but I mean, I guess, no, they're going to pay this guy. They're going to pay the man. That we know for a fact. So I don't know about a dynasty, guys, especially in this league. With free agents that you just talked about, I mean, players could jump and move to any team almost at any given time. So I can't say dynasty for the Golden State Warriors.
I just want to ask you guys something since we're having a little discussion here. So me and Mario, we went to a local bar and we saw the game live. Where were you guys live? What were you watching it live, or what were you thinking while watching it? Or were you like, man, I can't believe, you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy night. Or did you guys not think no one's going to win that night?
Oh, you talking about that for that Monday night game five?
Yeah, the finals.
Where were you, David?
I was at home watching it. But I kind of knew what was up, though. I kind of smelt it a little bit before it happened.
I told that same thing tomorrow because for some reason they were hyping up that particular game that night. And I said, someone might win tonight because they're hyping it up and they're saying stuff and they're really getting into it.
Well, it would have had to have been the Golden State Warriors, because had they lost, then, you know, they that would have brought back, you know, shades of last year when having to go back to Cleveland and play a game six. And then, you know, if they win game six and having to come back and hope you win a game seven, even a game seven on your home court is not guaranteed. Mm-mm. As, you know, anything could happen. But no, I think, you know, the game started out with Cleveland coming out there playing as aggressively as they could. And it wasn't one of those blowout games. I mean, you know, Golden State had to really earn that game, earn that win. And you know that they wanted to get it done on their home court in front of their fans.
I think that was also extra added to it because they weren't able to do that last time, right?
Right.
So, I mean, doing it back at home was definitely the way it should have went and did go. But I don't know. But yeah, Chris, you're right, though. Like, before that game even started, I kind of felt the notion of it. And I also think that it was kind of carrying on this from a couple games prior, that the Cavs are kind of not taking a back seat, but the first couple quarters, you see them kind of going hard and going forward. In the second half, it kind of slips away a little bit. The shots start falling down for Golden State. And it's a different story. But it's always those little plays with them. And I think that's what it was, too. Just those little plays where KD will get an easy bucket, or someone who didn't have no business getting a bucket scores. And that adds on to the rest of it. But I mean, it was definitely a momentum-shifting game for them.
I honestly thought that when I was watching LeBron's face and watching him in Game 5, game four, whenever they won, I was like, LeBron, I think, I'm not sure, you know, I'm just guessing here. I'm not an avid sports watcher. I just, what I know from wrestling,
it's not the same, relatable.
It's not the same thing at all. But like, I think LeBron was like, you know what, we're going to beat them in Cleveland, but I'm just going to beat you guys once. It's not going to be that easy, but I think ultimately we knew who was going to win.
Yeah, LeBron out.
You think he was putting over the Golden State Warriors?
Thank you. Like, honestly, I really feel like he was like, okay, guys, we had our night, we had our shine last year.
Yeah, with that one game, came out and played lights out.
Because I looked at the replays and I saw, like, they made Golden State look like buffoons. Like,
and that one, was it the game four?
Yeah.
Yeah, game four was a massacre.
Wow, like that's really, since Dave shared with me, I've been watching that flu game since you guys showed.
Cool.
And so I've been watching because I'm really intrigued by it. It's really fascinating how it's crazy. Like, it's a great story. It's a great, like, I was sick and I was half dying, but I did it. I went up in there and I showed him who's boss. And I thought, like, LeBron was like, okay, guys, we'll win this one game, and then we'll just let, you know,
we're going to put you over, buddy.
Yeah, like, really, thank you. Like, I felt it.
Now, here's the interesting thing is that the Cleveland Cavaliers, so they spent $128 million to get to the NBA Finals this year with this team.
Man.
Next year, they're already on the hook for $125 million. As a matter of fact, they're on the hook,
man,
for another $125 million in 2018-2019. So something.
I dropped Kyle Korver.
If they don't win, they stuck with that same team they got for the most part. I mean, Kyle Korver is not. Yeah, James Jones.
Everyone who's been in the league 10-plus years is off.
Yeah, that should be the rule. Anything more than double digits.
The core of that team, LeBron is coming back. Love, Irving, Thompson.
Is he going to come back?
Smith. Yeah, he's on the contract. Who? LeBron? Ron? Yeah, he's on the contract next year. He can't go nowhere.
I want to make a prediction right now. I don't want you guys to think I'm
his
crazy.
His player option year is 2018-2019.
Ah.
He don't have a player option year next year.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. I don't want you guys to think I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
I'm just going into this with really obvious reasons. I think since we saw them kick butt this year, I think the Spurs might win next year.
There's been a lot of talk about
CP3,
two players.
Yeah, CP3 and Paul George,
and not even Paul George, but the guy down in Utah.
Gordon Hayward. That's right.
So there's some free agents out there that could swing the pendulum a couple of different ways.
CP3, Gordon Hayward, and Kawhi Leonard.
Houston or San Antonio.
If the Illuminati is listening right now.
Illuminati confirmed. My name
is not because confirmed. I guarantee you, Cleveland, just looking at Cleveland, will try to replace Kyle Korver, who did nothing for them. Even Richard Jefferson is, you know, Richard Jefferson played some good minutes for Cleveland.
You know what he was there for,
he makes $2.5 million. So he came in for at that league minimum exception stuff.
He's there to just try
his hardest. He overplayed $2.5 million worth, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
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 But, I mean, you know where he kind of showed it? I mean, it was at glimpses, but, I mean, he was literally the only person that had it enough to stay in front of KD just for a little bit. Just for a little bit. And you see how his age is, and he's able to do it.
So they're locked in at least to the 2018 season, 2018-19 season with some of the main core. But someone has said, what was going on with Shannon Frye? Did he not play any minute in this?
Yeah, none. So I was also wondering the same thing. Because
so wait a minute, he was on the bench?
Yes.
I don't recall seeing anything from Shannon Frye unless I just missed it, unless he came in for a quick relief or something like that. But anyway,
I see him.
But that's, you know, what's happening there with in the NBA. And finally, I like to say, just to close this out,
bring it home, Gene. Close it out.
I just wanted to say that Oklahoma City Thunder fans, if you're listening out there, could have been your championship with Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, it could have.
You decided to put that big article in the paper, Mr. Unreliable, back in 2014. I knew Kevin Durant was going to leave your city. And now he's a champion. And Sarah Smile. We'll be right back after the break. 1560 AM.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
You know what this is, right?
I'll tell you what this is. This is the type of music that, like, if you're a black person, if you go somewhere and hear this, that is the sign that you should get your ass out of there because
they won't ask you to leave.
They just play this music.
It's interesting that you said that. Please tell them, Dave, where's this from?
Well, there's a movie called Blade with Wesley Snipes, if you've never seen it, where he walks into this vampire club.
Yeah. Daywalker.
Yeah. Daywalker. This is the song that's going on.
This is the song that's going on.
And no, Wesley Snipes didn't get out of it.
No, he didn't.
No,
because he was Blade.
He made everybody. But this is the most iconic scene to me, Gene. He's just standing in the club with his shades on. Mind you, inside is dark, so he got shades on, standing in a black leather trench coat, and the music's just going off.
It's the most gangstest thing that was ever happened.
But to see that's Wesley Snipes. I mean, I'm talking about the average Joe like me.
So
I
would, Gene, well, you got to think like Wesley.
I would call Uber and say in whisper, "I think I'm at the wrong place. Can somebody come back
get me, please?
Come back and get back."
SB Nation 1560 AM. Sports Kings After Dark joining you here tonight, and we're having a rave party up in here.
Daywalker, not today.
Daywalker.
Not today, Daywalker.
No, my name is Chris Demez. I'm here with
Mean
Gene.
You're nothing to me but just another dead vampire.
And wait a minute. And this is also, keep this music going. This is also the music that if you're a lady, you probably hear this song. And you have to be careful because this is the music that people, when you spike somebody's drink,
and they
going, "What's in it? No, it's really good. Drink it.
This is
what's in it.
This is definitely bad decision music.
This is bad decision.
is this the music that Bill Cosby plays?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'll be downstairs. I'm just gonna go check the pudding. Okay. All right, guys. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Anyway, man, I don't even know where we go after that. I feel like we just won something. There's a game show.
Just won something.
I really want to watch Blade now.
It's not my reason.
All right. So, hey, great catch. Anyway, where were we going? That music just completely threw me off.
Score update with Dynamo.
Score update with the Dynamo. Right now, it is now 1-1 tied at this point in time.
The Dynamo. All right. So, are they getting ready to make some sort of playoffs? Listening to you guys last week.
They're in the middle of a cup. They're in the middle of a cup right now. The USA Cup.
Okay.
Doesn't really mean anything, except to people in North America.
Well, you're going to tell us what it means, because you're going to be out there at BBVA Compass Stadium watching them.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be for the USA Open. That's just going to be a normal game for the season.
Oh no, okay. How many games? When do they season run?
Yeah, Gene, we actually learned all this
because last week. Yeah, break it down to me, because I mean.
Well, the way their schedule works, there's a lot of things that impede during the season. Mm-hmm. So even though the season is still going on, they'll have games going on with another league that's in the United States. What's that?
It's the FSL, which is a little bit lower before us. And then you also have the men's national team. So you have guys that play for the Dynamo, that play for all these major league soccer teams. And throughout the season, though, they'd be going back and forth, just like other players from around the world. Some other players might play, in the Barclays League, but their team is going to play in UEFA, which isn't, you're playing against Germany, you're playing against France. So it really UEFA is different. Is that you? I can't pronounce it. UEFA is like
you know her too.
FA. I heard
UEFA.
About her.
You know UEFA?
I heard about her.
Saw her last week.
Oh man.
Okay. Good times.
But really good times. But that's really how it is. So the season, it really depends also, because certain leagues, it's not even like they don't even have a playoff. What you're playing for a seeding in a bigger tournament. So where you finish in the season is where you're going to be, is your seeding for the tournament that you want to go in.
So, but do any of those guys on the Dynamo team actually play in the Olympics?
Yes, they actually do. We have a couple people.
For their countries?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Beasley is actually, for the Dynamo, is trying to play his, fifth World Cup?
Fifth World Cup.
Wow.
Be a record.
And that'd be the record for most players.
So are we getting ready for World Cup? Because that's every 4 years, right?
Every 4 years. We still have 2 years.
Ah, okay. All right, good stuff.
No, 1 year. 1 year, because it was in 2014, the last one, right? Wasn't it 2014? I think it was 2014 was the last FIFA, so it'd be one year away, 2018.
I know, it's exciting stuff. So
you are right, 2018.
I love you, Drew. I love you.
So I tell you what, guys, the one thing, and this is why I can appreciate the Houston Astros, because when it's hot as hell outside, I realize that they play inside, and it makes me even more of a fan.
Ain't that the best thing, though? Like, honestly, because imagine all those stadiums. They're just wide open, and you're just there for what?
Dallas, Arlington, Globe Life Stadium out there where the Texas Rangers play. I mean, good luck watching the game out there in the 105 degree weather. But no, Astros playing this weekend in their Father's Day celebration uniforms, and they take care of a team that the Boston Red Sox, normally when the Red Sox would come to your town, you knew about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it was a big thing, right?
So, no, not really. Not to me.
Not to you, I know, being a Yankee fan.
I give nothing. I care for nothing.
But I didn't know the Red Sox was in town. I mean, you couldn't tell by the score of this game today, right, Dave?
Well, yesterday also, it was a really low scoring, a non-Astro scoring game yesterday.
1-0.
Well, 1-0. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Was that the score?
I believe it was. Wait, was it 1-0 or 1-2?
I mean, would you say low score? That's
but it was a low scoring game. It wasn't an Astro game. Oh, it was 2-1. So it was a really low
scoring
game.
Same thing, 1-0.
But then we bounced back and scored 7-1. It was 6 runs.
Now that's getting back to.
We have these drop offs that we show that we're human sometimes. And,
yeah, like against the Rangers. So here I am in Dallas, hearing it from the Rangers fans. I'm wearing my Astros T-shirt, and they decide to lose 2 games to the Rangers, gave them hope. So what's the lead now? Are they still in the double digits over the second
11, team? 11 and a half games.
So, okay, they're still looking good there. Still playing pretty good baseball. And I think we're a couple of weeks away from the All-Star game, which will be at the Florida Marlins or Miami Marlins. What did we agree to call
Miami.
Them?
Miami. Oh, I guess, whatever.
The Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
And that'll be taking place here in a couple of weeks as baseball takes a break. Now, guys, that is like that one creepy, creepy couple of days of sports when there's no basketball, no baseball, no football.
I always got boxing in UFC.
But there will always be wrestling.
Right? I got boxing in UFC. Wrestling, that's all I need.
But no, it's like that one or two days where there's nothing. And then when you come back after the All-Star break, that's when, you know, the training camps get ready to start. And, man, I tell you what, man, when football season starts, I mean, we will almost abandon every subject that's out there but football. Now we get some wrestling.
But you know what's a good thing, too, whenever football is about to start, whenever you hit August, that's also the preseason for basketball. Whenever summer is right around
there. Yeah, but that's how you know. You're like, we have football season.
I don't jump in back into, you talking about NBA or?
Well, honestly, because with me, it starts with me whenever the 24-hour madness starts and they're having 24 hours of straight basketball like that first day.
Oh, for NCAA.
Yeah, college basketball. Oh,
yeah, but
man,
that's in like October, like, right? It's like still, when they do that midnight madness.
It makes me feel that it's around the corner when I at least get to experience some preseason basketball or summer league basketball.
I hear
so
you.
So that's going to be
now, summer league is fun. But, I tell you, when football comes, I just drop everything. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
because we got double dose. I mean, college football starts, too. Yes. So, I mean,
it's hard to focus on anything. I don't even when the NBA starts in October or I can't get into it until about 25 games. It's usually December before I really start getting into the NBA.
Everyone cares about that first home game. Then after that,
you get a little
hype. A couple weeks later.
Man, oh, and you know what? Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, we talked about them.
Who have won. You don't sound too enthused. I like their colors because reminds me of
the Steelers, yeah.
Yeah.
Ranger Nation all day, man.
You're New York Rangers?
New York Rangers all the
way. When have they been relevant?
In the 90s when we had Gretzky and, I don't know, you ever heard about Mark Messier? Just putting it out there.
Good Lord, those guys are old as I don't know what.
You still got rings, though.
That was during the Mighty
Ducks. You got some rings.
The Mighty Ducks.
Still got the rings, though.
But, hey, guys, and I said we were done with basketball, but actually we're not because there was one story that we actually didn't talk about was this Golden State Warriors team that just won the NBA championship.
Yes, they're not going to get rings.
No. Well, they're getting belts.
That's right.
Well, that's one story. But the other story was that they all agreed not to attend the White House.
The White House.
Oh, I did not know about that. Yeah. I was wondering whether they were talking about that.
That was something that was a unanimous decision. So they're saying that this could change, but they also haven't been invited either to the White House.
Yeah, and you know what?
So you got to be invited first.
I think people also feel the stands with everybody because, I mean, Steve Kerr was a person who kind of came out and lashed out against the president.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very known thing.
But this would be a first. But
yeah.
And the reason why I brought that up, because Sidney Crosby and a couple of the Pittsburgh Penguin players have also said that they would not attend the White House. I mean, so we're getting into some...
Yeah,
uncharted
waters
territory. Now, I do remember the Chicago Bears. President Obama wanted to celebrate the 1985 Bears championship. It was maybe like a 30-year reunion, actually 30-year reunion. And one of the Dan Hampton, one of the players of that team, said, no, I'm not going because of that president that's in the office. So now here we go. Now, new president, a younger set of players now because and this is crazy. So
The amazing part to me is that whenever I guess we kind of see whenever we are of different cultures, we kind of know what to expect from our different cultures. But whenever you think about NHL, you don't really think about a really diverse group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But to feel that some of these guys from the NHL do feel the way everyone else does, mm-hmm. I mean,
speaks
volumes.
That speaks volumes.
It's crazy.
To everyone
because
it kind of shows that everyone is connecting and agreeing in a different kind of spectrum. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's kind of a weird subject, too, because think about all the people that kind of tell athletes to don't be an individual, don't speak out, don't kind of, you know,
Colin
put your
Kaepernick.
Mind out. Yeah, of
Colin
course.
Kaepernick.
The best example, honestly, of this happening. So to kind of gauge where some athletes are at. It is really
It is amazing.
And it's, I mean, I think this is what Adam Silver was all talking about, to understand what players feel and what they think, and and being able to just being able to know. I mean, that's totally fine if you're not really hurting nobody.
That's true. And you know what? We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break here. Guys, you're listening to the Sports Kings After Dark show here on SB Nation, 1560 AM.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, Sports Kings After Dark. Showing my H-Town love. Put a little bit of Mike Jones there out there for you. I'm Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
You hear Busta Rhymes?
Oh, man. Maybe. I don't know.
You remember this one? They.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I remember.
Here we go.
I actually,
here we go.
Oh, wow.
A million.
Right? A million.
All right, guys. So.
Pass that, sir.
That's a pretty good one right there. So, Sports Kings After Dark, and we are down to two segments remaining in this show. And at the stroke of 12, it will be Father's Day all over the United States of America. And
well,
tomorrow,
I mean, technically it is Father's Day in New York. You know.
Yeah, it is. That's right, because it's already 12 o'clock on the East Coast. Shout out to all my people on the East Coast.
Pretty much, yep. You just had to run what I was saying, Chris. It is Father's Day.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, guys, tomorrow night, you want to chime in because Sports Kings After Dark will be celebrating Father's Day with a special show that will look at some of the best father-son duos in sports, guys. Mm. And there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. Some that have played on the same teams. And we didn't even want to give it away. But tune in tomorrow, fathers. If you we got this special just for you. We're going to look at some of the greatest father-son duos in professional sports, and should be interesting. And Chris, I'm sure there are some wrestling father-son duos out there.
Oh, tons.
Tons. A lot of them. So can't wait a minute. The biggest one out there is the Rocky Johnson and The Rock.
No, he ain't the biggest one. The biggest one is Vince McMahon Sr. and Vince McMahon Jr.
Chris.
It's Vince McMahon Jr. And then you have Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon. Yeah, that's true.
That's like the wrestling dynasty.
True. And then do you remember was it?
And then you have the Hart Foundation, the Funks.
The Funks. So I mean, so I know a little bit about some of those. But anyway, tomorrow night, folks, you don't want to miss the Sports Kings After Dark celebration Father's Day show. You want to tune in there. And also remember, if you miss any part of this show. You can jump on Sports Kings Podcast Arena and type in Sports Kings. Or you can also go to sportskings.podbean.
Or
you can listen
in
to the show or tune in radio and type in Sports Kings SB Nation Radio and see what's going on. So I know we've been talking about this off the air, and it's probably time that we bring our listeners in on this conversation. And rarely do we talk college basketball in June, but when it makes news, you're forced to talk about it, huh?
Oh, yeah. And the thing that makes this, I guess, hurt a little bit more is that just because it's the school that it's happening to, of course, the coach. Well, of course, we're talking about Louisville and Rick Pitino and all the, you know, everything that was going on, you know, behind the scenes and stuff like that. But I think the thing that really got to me is that for Rick Pitino to come out and say that he had no idea what was going on.
Mm. I can't stand by that, man.
No.
The way he runs his ship, he knows everything that happens. So there is no way, coach, you can tell
Mario,
me I didn't know.
Every coach. I mean, whenever you were, and you know what? I'm just going to speak this just because, I mean, I lived it. So I was the basketball manager for 2 years at Texas Southern. there's nothing that you don't see or know about that goes on.
Exactly.
I mean, these people become your family.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, I was seeing the basketball team more than I was honestly seeing my own family. So, I mean, yeah, it definitely is a brotherhood, a tight-knit group. You know everything that's going on there. Mm-hmm. So there's no, I didn't know anything or what was going on or I turned my head and something else happened. There's none of that. Nope. And honestly, when the more I hear about this, the more I think if this happened to any other coach, maybe in a lower division school, oh, he'll be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk about the coach from Penn State. You know what I mean? Man, he was there for how many years? And they were like, you know what? You got to go.
Yeah. And that was a big hit on Paterno as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
And
that
wasn't even him, but just because you decided to not say
something. He turned a blind eye.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? Oh, man, Rick Pitino, his legacy, you know, I mean, this guy has been around for years and has had some exciting basketball programs, but this was ugly. This was really, really, really ugly for Louisville.
It makes you think also what could be possibly happening at other places, though. I'm not trying to put anyone out there, of course, but whenever you think about what was going on with Louisville and whenever they're bringing recruits in and the things they're doing, a lot of those guys didn't end up staying at Louisville. and we know that for a fact. We know about the guys who were around those times and all the dirty intel that we don't need to know, the text messages and stuff like that. But just the fact that some of these guys didn't get to land the players that they needed, the fact that those players still were able to get away and pretty much just got had a fun time whenever they went to Louisville, think about it.
Even with all of this stuff that has been put there in the forefront, I mean, that 2018 class is still ranked number 4 at this point. I mean, they don't think that it's going to hurt recruiting.
And honestly, whenever you look at the suspensions, I mean, the 4 years probation, they're probably going to take away a couple scholarships. You still kind of see that as, okay, you took away a couple walk-on spots on the team. If I can still be able to get those 3 or 4 guys that I recruit every year, I mean, it's going to be fine. And truly it is. And that's why I believe that these guys are not really sweating it too much. Because, I mean, it's not like Rick Pitino's going anywhere.
Should we back this up and just tell those out there who may not know exactly what we're talking about with Louisville?
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and tell them.
Well, pretty much what was going on was an assistant coach will bring in his recruits, and they'll have parties where there were strippers and escorts. So, I mean, this you can only imagine what else would happen whenever all that is together. So one of the, I guess the main escort, I guess you would say, actually became public and put everything out. Yeah. She had text messages. She had evidence, everything you would need in order to bring something like this to light. And it was there and it happened. And the way it all happened, it kind of just blew up in Rick Pitino's face. And for him to come out and say that he didn't really know what was going on or knew what was going on, but you know, like we just said before, there's no not knowing at all with your program.
Yeah, because at some point in time, accountability is everything, guys. I mean, you just can't, you know. I mean, you got to take the good, bad, and the ugly, and all of that stuff.
It's not even that. When you coach, you know, the buck stops at you.
Right, it does.
You know, there's no passing that off.
Right, and that is the politically correct thing to say. That you didn't know, but I mean, things don't get by the head man.
But how much more of this can people start to take, though? Because I feel that a lot of people are getting away. Because, you know, in NCAA, the name of the game is just don't get caught or whatever you're doing. And that's what a lot of people do. They try to cover their tracks. They try to get that one little step that they can get extra that no one else would have, whether if it's wrong or right. But when do we start to draw the line on whenever we start messing with legacies and stuff? Because honestly, whenever you look at Rick Pitino now, you don't know if this was going on before or prior. Maybe, you know, before social media happened and before other...
It was a lot easier.
Oh, man. I feel that, you know, getting recruited in the 90s was just a whole different subject back then, right? Yep. I mean, we all watched He Got Game.
Blue Chips. Blue Chips.
We all saw Blue Chips. Yeah, yeah, I mean, we all know these little things that kind of happen, but it kind of makes you want to think, hey, whenever he was at Kentucky, I wonder if something was like this was going on. You know, it's going to make you question of everything that he's done in the past.
So does it really, you know, tarnish his 2013 Hall of Fame induction?
As of right now, I would just say no, because this is going to get swept under the rug after this is all said and done.
True, but there's still be an asterisk next to that name.
And 5 games actually enough for
And that's the thing. He got like a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to him. He honestly... Like, I guess for him to just be totally oblivious.
Then Jimmy B got more than that, right? Beha?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing. And they
of Penn State, how long was he there?
Years. But they counted the self-sanctioned
right, because they took charge and sort of wanted to, you know, when you do your own investigation, at least that's some sort of acknowledgement.
I guess it's a good way of making yourself look innocent that you're putting a ban on yourself.
And that's what that is.
It's trying to make them look as less innocent or less guilty as possible. And that's what they're trying to do. But still, I can't really look at this. I can't really look at Patino the same way anymore. This could be possibly going on at every other school, you know, in the nation, especially these blue bloods. We don't know what's going on.
This was so much like the movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, especially Blue Chips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you just, this was almost like
a movie, like a scene
from Out of Blue Chips, no doubt. So if you watch the movie Blue Chips and you saw some of the things that happens on college campuses, some of the extra gifts and special treatment that players get as part of the recruiting process, then this is what we're talking about. This is what happened at Louisville, and what you think Kentucky is.
It's really all about getting that one up on another team, and it's... Of course, we see it in football, for example, the new satellite camps, and that's the way it's taken. It's taking different place now. So whenever you try to add the aspects of basketball, it doesn't really work that way because there's different ways of recruiting. We got AAUs. We got different shoe companies that have AAUs, you know, and stuff like that. So the affiliations are a lot different. So I feel like in basketball, it's a little bit more to cheat a little bit. It's because it's less ways of recruiting.
So
and everyone's in the same place.
It's only cheating when you get caught, right?
Hey,
is that what it is?
Kit, Coach Bill O'Brien, win by any means necessary.
It's only cheating. So I tell you what. Well, and then now, so players that did commit, and if they don't want to be associated with this, then they do let players out, right? They get to transfer.
But they got
to sit out that first year, correct? If you're a transfer,
some do, some don't. Some cases. Depending on what
it
has
depends
taken
on
place,
the situation, yeah,
they will let you be eligible right away. So,
but still, I feel that it shouldn't really count on at least the current players.
Yeah,
at least because I mean, whenever you're thinking about this ban too, that's going to hurt scholarships. It's really hurting the
current
players.
You know, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, the sad thing about this when it comes down to is the students, is the student athlete. That's who it hurts at the core, and it's just sad.
Yeah, that is true. So. Unfortunate situation there, and I really do like Rick Pitino. Guys, you know what? I tell you what, just talking about college basketball, man, I remember the first time I actually got a chance to cover a college basketball game, and the first college coach that I've ever interviewed was Gene Keady at Purdue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a chance to interview him, and I don't know if you remember Lavin. Steve Lavin.
He still does work now.
Of UCLA. Mm-hmm. And I also had a chance to interview Lute Olson.
Oh, wow.
That must have been cool.
Arizona. So this was one of those things. The John Wooden Classic was something that they played in L.A. every year. And it was, I'm trying to think who that fourth team was, but I know it was UCLA, Purdue, and Arizona. Can't remember.
Man, how old was he when he stopped coaching? Because he was up there.
90.
Olson?
Wooden?
Oh, Olson.
Oh, Lute Olson. Oh, yeah, Lute Olson was up there. But look how many great players he put out there. All those great guards that came out of Arizona. So, anyway, it just kind of made me think a little bit about that, speaking of college basketball. So, anyway, when we come back, folks, it will be the last segment here on the Sports Kings After Dark with Chris Tamez, Mean Gene, Mario, and David. We will be right back after this.
listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Shinsuke Nakamura! What's going on? SB Nation 1560 AM. My name is Chris Demez. I'm here with Mean Gene, Awesome Mario, Super Mario, and we have Dashing David Ramon, and we are listening to The Rising Sun by Shinsuke Nakamura himself, WWE superstar that, in my opinion, will win Money in the Bank tomorrow. I don't care what you guys say. Drake!
Oh, hey, yeah, I'm not mad at you, Chris.
That is the king of strong style.
I'm not mad at you. And as a matter of fact, I can only hope that they come up with some pretty good music for August 26th, 2017.
I'm going to give that to Dave because Dave's, so far, in my opinion, has knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yes.
I'm a pretty good DJ.
Guys, I know that our listeners would just be shocked if we did not talk about one of the biggest topics in sports for all of this week, especially after it was revealed that no longer is it a rumor or a dream or whatever you want to call it. The Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor fight will take place August 26th, 2017, at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Woo! It's going to be just like that fight between Mayweather and that
Pacquiao.
and you know what? We've already heard Mario's version of this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we just had about a good 1 hour discussion before the show even started tonight.
I
said, Mario, stop, man. You're not going to have anything left for the show.
I could do this all day.
Here we are, and it's
Captain America.
We just, man, I never thought this would happen. I thought it was all hype. I thought it was all hype, and the fact that they have this fight on the same night of the Houston Texans New Orleans Saints preseason game, I'm a little pissed that they couldn't pick another date. But it's because it's the only time that we can get the Saints and Texans fans together.
Yeah,
like. You know, because we, you know, the Saints, a lot of Saints fans are here because of, you know, Hurricane Katrina. And they have a real good relationship.
Yeah.
The Texans and Saints fans here. It's kind of, they root for each other, really, until they play each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be one of those great moments. So we actually were in the middle of planning a promo, which we still will. Just have to switch gears on this fight is just going to be big. We can't do nothing but this fight that night. This is huge.
This is about one thing. And one thing alone, and that, thank you, is money. This is all it is about. Everybody knows Floyd Mayweather is a businessman. Everybody knows Conor McGregor's a mouth, and he's a businessman.
Like Stanley said from The Office, money.
Money. That's it, baby, money. Money, money, money. That's all about.
Money,
that's
money,
all it's
money,
about.
Money. You know what? I'm going to play that song.
You know what? And I think like another thing that really affects this a lot is because, I mean, after the news, everyone was really excited.
Oh, yeah.
But now, of course, we have this day and age of technology and footage coming out and stuff. So what do y'all think about, you know, Conor sparring?
You know, I said this 1,000 times and 1,000 times again. As a person who watches both sports, but boxing will always be my first love, it's just you can't, you know, Mayweather's been boxing since he was 14, 15. He grew up, his father was a fighter, his uncle was a fighter.
Right.
You know, this is a man who's literally lived and breathed boxing. You know, and unfortunately, I hate to say it, but it's true, he is definitely the most technical defensive boxers in the game.
Yeah.
You know, play that money song, please.
Yeah. Yeah,
And also another thing that really irritated me about this move was how close it was to the Triple G and Canelo fight. Because honestly, when I look at both of those, I'm just gonna pay for one fight. I'm not about to be one of those people that pay for both these fights.
Well, since we got the money song going, guys, if you want to go see this fight, it's gonna cost you $2,000.
Excuse me?
$2,000.
Excuse me?
That's at least $2,000.
And you're sitting where in the nosebleeds?
Yeah,
that's I think you're outside of the arena.
Yeah, that's no.
That you in the parking lot? Yeah. You in the tailgate? Yeah, okay,
looking at the tailgate. Right.
$2,000 is, and this is according to fansided.com.
Ooh.
Okay, the McGregor Mayweather fight will cost you, the ticket will cost you at least $2,000. Now, I've been to some boxing fights before, and I saw the Klitschko and Lennox Lewis fight. I was there with that fight.
Wow.
I saw the Bernard Hopkins and Jermaine Taylor fight.
No.
And I seen the Shane Mosley and Oscar De La Hoya.
Fight. No.
Get out of here.
Oh,
so
man.
These are fights that I have seen with my eyes.
Who you know?
Who you know? Because I need to know.
But I don't think... This one I would like to see, and I don't think I'm going to be able to see this one.
Who you be talking to?
Because we have to work.
Hey, Gene, real quick. You think this fight is going to get more pay-per-views than it did Mayweather and Pacquiao?
A lot of time to hype it up, though.
It is. You have two fever fan bases. You know,
different fan bases.
Exactly.
Right.
You have people who are diehard mixed
and
martial arts.
This is what you said at the bar.
At the bar.
Tonight.
And
yeah.
Then you have diehard boxing fans.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so this
bringing
is
the best.
Yeah, this is the best. You're taking at this point in time the best in quotations.
UFC has grown and come out of nowhere.
Oh man, it's white hot right now. It's white hot right now. It's so hot right now, Hanson.
So
Hanson, so hot right now.
So I mean, yeah, you bringing in. You know, this is so okay. So the Mayweather Pacquiao fight, those tickets were from about $1,500 to $7,500.
Oh, so it's already
starting at more money.
Yeah, so they're already starting at 2,000.
Wow.
So you're going to be going up
there
about 10 or 12.
You know the pay-per-view is going to be out the roof.
I think it might break. It might break a record. It might.
It's going to be
$100. I think the pay-per-view is going to be $100. I don't doubt it.
Is this our first $100 pay-per-view?
No, the Pacquiao Mayweather was $100.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So I went to the bar.
I don't think I paid that $100, though, but I do remember watching it.
You know what happened, though? I think... I end up watching it, but I end up seeing the whole fight basically on Twitter of just people just tweeting and videos and gifs. I saw the whole fight.
So hot right now.
I can't believe you found that really quick.
Awesome, dude.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys.
So it looks like it's Jimmy Lennon. The Showtime is going to...
Yeah. It's Jimmy Lennon performing.
So Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy's going to do it?
He's going to do it.
Oh,
he's going to sing
it. So I'm talking about the announcer.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, I tell you what, I have a friend of mine. His name just happens to be Mario.
Mm.
He does the greatest voice impressions ever.
Really?
He does one hell of a Jimmy Lennon Jr. Is it Jimmy Lennon Jr.?
No, you talking about the ring announcer?
I'm talking about the ring announcer.
Jimmy Lennon,
yeah.
The classy Jimmy Lennon.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So I got to bring him on. And you
good
got
evening,
to hear
ladies
guy.
And
he
gentlemen.
He does it, oh my Lord, he does it so great. So we'll bring him on.
But I just want to add, I know who, me and Mario know who's...
who's going to be calling the fight.
Yeah, who's going to be calling
That's right.
the fight. Mar-Ronaldo.
Mamma mia.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's calling it, baby.
Mar-Ronaldo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Mar-Ronaldo, Al Burstein, and Paulie Maligiani.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch this fight. Can we go to a hotel somewhere and watch it, or like... Be like, hey, come to SB Nation 1560.
We're gonna be on the air that night, guys.
Yeah,
remember?
We'll be on the air.
Oh, that late? When's it gonna come on that late?
Yeah,
it'll be coming on by the time we're starting.
Yeah,
the main card.
The main card probably starts at 9 because the on-the-card starts at 7. Yeah.
Well, come tune in to SB Nation. We'll call play-by-play.
For those of you, and this right around, it's this fight. I don't know. I just question the timing of this because it's right at the last preseason game.
Money.
And
it's the perfect time.
It's right before Christmas.
It's money time. That Triple G Canelo fight is right after it. That's
Labor
gonna be
Day
the build
weekend
up that.
May have been better for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just pissed because I won't be able to go.
Sports update: Houston Dynamo. Your Houston Dynamo have taken the lead 2-1 in the 74th minute.
Should we leave and just go there after the game? Are they in town?
I think they're away.
Yeah, I think they're away.
Okay.
Yeah, LA's home.
But they're at the Galaxy?
They're at the Galaxy right now.
Oh, yeah. They play the Rose Bowl?
No, they're playing...
the Coliseum.
They're playing their own... They're playing
they got their own little place?
Yeah, I think they have their own...
Pretty fancy over there.
Yeah, they were the first ones to win the first inaugural MLS Cup, so...
So who's on Hard Knocks this year?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Because that kind of gets me into. I'm already thinking football, guys. I got my finger on the.
They did the Rams last year, right? Again, yeah, they did the LA Rams.
Yeah, the LA
last year.
Rams. I wonder what they do. The LA Chargers.
Is it the Bucs?
Yeah, it is the Bucs.
It's the Buccaneers.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think so.
Really? Hey, so you know what? I tell you what. That's a good team to actually. Is this the end of the show? Is that? Oh, I can't even.
No, we still got a couple of minutes left. I just like playing money songs.
Yeah, I see that. I know. So anyway, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That should be interesting because man, famous Jameis and all the trash talking that's going to go on down there with that team. But guys, that is a pretty good team. That team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
young and hungry,
is going to. I don't even know Atlanta. Watch out! You may not represent the NFC South in the playoffs. Because that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is
scary, man.
But surely
they're scary, man.
Been, you know, getting their stuff together. So interesting. So I can't wait
for
that.
You know who I'm really interested to watch this year? The Raiders, man. Oh. I really want to see what they're going to do. Because, you know, their quarterback didn't get hurt.
You know the Raiders are not welcome back in this town again. You know,
I know that.
There's some
animosity
there.
But I just... I just want to see what they're going to do now that they have Marshawn Lynch. They added it to coach that young running back. The problem, you know what I mean?
They could have used Marshawn Lynch in that.
That's play. They could have. You know what I mean? And that's what they did. They went out and addressed the problem. And I like that they did that. So I'm really dying to see how is that going to work out.
Takes a lot of pressure
in that system.
Quarterback.
I can't wait to see that.
So how's the quarterback doing? How is?
Oh, he's come along.
Yeah.
He healed up.
He's in,
unlike Andrew Luck. The word out of Indianapolis is that man.
He's still nicked
Andrew
up.
Andrew Luck may not, and that's good for Texans fans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because then you only worry about the Jacksonville Jaguars and Mariota, but you still
right. But we were talking about that. We were talking about that off air, and we were like, you know, Jacksonville's no longer going to be. Back in the day, that was okay. That's a win on the schedule.
Yeah.
That's going to be no easy win this year.
They got way too many athletes in the.
That's
going to
be no easy win this year.
So who's the Jaguars quarterback? What's his name again? I can't.
Bortles.
So we worried about Mariota and Bortles. They should be coming into camp healthy, we're not worried about Luck, and we don't know who our quarterback is going to be. So we'll probably finish up this conversation tomorrow night, guys, as you get into your Father's Day show. So anyway, we're about to wrap up another segment of the Sports Kings After Dark. Want to thank Chris Tamez, our wonderful producer.
Yo.
And Dash and Dave, and thanks. Tell your folks, man. Hey, Mom and Dad, that was some good food. Okay?
Oh yeah!
Shout out to Mom and Dad. It was awesome. Thank y'all.
Delicious.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, guys. Sports Kings After Dark. We out of here.
Shout out to the Boo. You're awesome.
The Kings have left the building.
Erleben Sie die Premiere des neuen Opel Insignia und des neuen Opel Crossland X. Entdecken Sie aufregendes SUV-Design im neuen Crossland X und führende Technik für alle im neuen Insignia. Samstag, 24. Juni bei Ihrem Opel-Partner. Opel, die Zukunft gehört allen.